the people. Vous aimez ce qualité? Eh bien, faut pas se gêner. Donnez, donnez, donnez. À ce qualité, donnez, donnez, donnez. À ce qualité, donnez, donnez, donnez. Faut pas se gêner, et venez.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi there, welcome to Anything Goes, the radio show by kids, for kids. It's all kid radio on CKUT FM in beautiful Montreal. This month, we will hear Angel's Dark Tale of Tragedy and Revenge, a beautiful song by Ruby, a tale of beautiful paintings that inspires its own characters, and much, much more.
Hello, this is Angela, and right now I'm reading a story that I've recently wrote. She lays there, eyes rolled to the back of her skull, as her vibrant cheeks start to turn into a gruesome shade of liver. Devastated, I turn and pointed my gun at this horrible person standing in front of me, the person who killed my wife. Tears streamed down his face as he feared for what was to come. I glared at him, hoping he would give a pleading response to why he had done this. He stared back at me, his eyes wet with tears, squeezing my guilty conscience. I gave him one last glance as I squeezed my eyes shut. Click. I pulled back the trigger. If only he spoke and tried to reason with me, then maybe today's actions would have been less regretful. But that possibility was slim, since after all, he was born just a few minutes ago.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM, for kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Okay, hi, I'm Ilaria, and I'm going to be reading Her Strength is Mine, written by me, moi, yes, Her Strength is Mine. The girl in the painting is stunning, with sandy curls, big blue eyes, and fair skin. Her gaze appears to look past me, like she's staring right through my soul. She beams, but her shoulders sag a bit, and her rosy lips seem unnatural while she smiles. She carries the weight of a secret, like a burden heavier than the world. She looks exactly as I imagined her, on a canvas. I feel her inside my heart. She is a part of me. I know her story better than I know myself, even though she never truly existed. Her name is Rosalind Cherry, and would have been born around 1850. Rose's life is the shadow of my modern one. In my mind's eye, I see Miss Cherry cupping her sister's face in her small hands. They whisper final goodbyes, with tears swelling in their eyes, before she lets the darkness of night consume her. A sacrifice. Rose was drowning. Her world was forcing her head underwater, just as a man was forcing her hand in marriage, and she couldn't let him kill her. Only when she puts enough distance between herself and them will she be able to break through the surface to breathe. I am a storyteller, as well as an artist. I created Rosalind with the hope that I could feel her strength surge in me. And I do. Suddenly, I feel like I'm taking my life into my own hands. It's time I start packing a bag.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Abitenu ha tinoket shmor eli hatov al haesh hamevoeret al hamayim hazakim al haish hashav habayta min
Listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM. For kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Hello, my name is Lexi Janisopoulos, and this is my short story, I Love You. There aren't enough words in the English language to describe how much I love you, but I'll try my best. I knew I loved you ever since we were 18, back when we both thought the same things. When your eyes glowed gold, that golden glow was only for me. All I want is to go back to our midnight memories. I just want to reminisce on the times that we stayed up all night. I'm so glad that we got to live while we were young together, because I want nothing more than to grow old with you by my side. This is more than some summer love, you're the love of my life. Every time you walk into a room, my heart skips a beat, almost like a mini heart attack. What we have is something great. I wouldn't change it for the world. The two of us are meant to be. You are like the sun to my moon, the light to my darkness, the waves to my ocean. You stole my heart back in 2010, and ever since then, you have been my only love, my only thought before I fall asleep, my first thought when I wake up in the morning. I love you. So, I do.
How we dance. You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT 90.3 FM for kids, by kids, all kids radio.
Hi, my name's Addison, and this is my story, Pluviophile. I was walking back when the rain started to fall. I took a shortcut home and opened up my yellow umbrella. The rain was trickling off the trees, and there was no one on the streets. I liked it. It was calming. I saw a puddle and jumped in it. My shoes got all wet. Then, the rain came down harder. I went and waited under a bus station till the rain calmed down, and the sound was peaceful. Then there was thunder. It was beautiful. I sat down on the ground and waited some more. I opened my lunchbox and ate an apple. The rain calmed down. I started walking again. Then the rain continued and I jumped in more puddles. I was happy and all alone. I closed my umbrella and laid on the ground. The rain was dripping down my face. I was cold and wet, but I didn't care. It was magical. I finally got up and continued walking. The rain slowly stopped, and the streets started to get busy again, and the sun came out. I despised it. There were so many people, and everything was loud. When it rained, it felt like a comfort blanket. There was a park with dogs barking, kids yelling and running around, and cars honking. I put my headphones on and listened to my music. It made me feel a bit better, but I missed the rain. I continued walking back home. The rain didn't come back.
Hi, my name's Eliza. This is my story, The Start of Nothing. Running to the future, sweet life, I boarded the plane in 1983. I was sure I was somewhere in Italy. The start of nothing, I thought to myself. I had moved in with some random people. They were my roommates for the time. I didn't know any of them. We were all college dropouts, lost in the thrill of it all. Solo, by myself. My bones felt dense. I felt numb, the feeling of Novocaine. I rocked around and stopped at the tip of a hill. I felt a warm breeze pass by me that brought me a sense of peace. Then, there she was. She had a Hollywood smile. I was shocked. She was so beautiful. She was like the human embodiment of summertime. Without saying a word, she passed by me and stared at the sun. We didn't speak to each other once, but that was the time I felt like I was at peace. She had given me a sense of hope. I breathed till I evaporated. My whole body felt see-through. When it was finally night, I soon felt the feeling that she had to leave. She smelled like Chanel. Her name was Ivy. I never saw her ever again. She made me feel something nobody else did. I hated her for it. She showed me love, glory from above. It's all downhill from here. I was terrified.
You're listening to Anything Goes on CKUT.
Hello, this is Camila Tornero Moreno, and I will be reading The Expiration of a Bloom. Everyone around me is dead. Why? I don't know. I feel a cold breeze hugging my petals. I feel no sun kissing my skin. I rock back and forth aggressively. I feel the wind going through the negative space of my body, making a whistling sound. The dead bodies around me have no color. They are shriveled up, their long, skinny bodies curling up, almost touching their heads. Why? I ask again. Why is everyone dead? I feel myself start to curl up. I feel my hair starting to shed. My posture is no longer straight. It's starting to curve. Curving so much, my head can almost touch the cold, dense ground. I feel something cold and wet touch my skin, almost like rain, but not quite. Rain nourishes me, but this did not. It made me feel weaker. It felt as if someone put weight on me, and I was slowly getting flattened like a pancake. The ground was no longer appealing to my eye. No longer green and lively. It now looked as if the ground was covered in white pollen. Then suddenly, I could not see anything. I could not breathe. I began to fear death upon me. I now knew why all my friends were dead. Something came. Something that would extinct my population for a couple of months. I remembered how possessing I looked. Pink and green were my colors. Now I was brown. Finally, I became one with the ground. Food for worms.
my name is Kennedy. This is my story, To the Point Where You Cannot Escape. I have a favorite type of book, the kind that sucks you in. Even after you finish it, you can't shake the feeling. It lurks over you like a hawk looking for prey. Those are my favorite books. I walked into the familiar bookstore. Nothing had changed since the last time I was there. Instantly, I spotted in the first aisle a book calling for me. No, screaming for me. I huddled in a small corner to start reading without anyone finding me. It read, "Sometimes you get a little too hooked up in things to the point where you cannot escape." The lights became dark and the walls encircled me. I was hooked. And when you cannot escape, you get stuck here perpetually. I kept reading. The story begins in a tucked away art store where a girl sat pinched behind a wall, doodling on a sheet of paper. Her fingers advanced the pencil and her eyes observed. She was so obsessed with illustrating. As it went on, I got lost in the story and drifted from the bookstore. I belonged to this beautiful book. Finally, I made it to the end. After the entire story, the girl was still stuck in her drawing. The end. All of a sudden, the entire book restarted all over again in the same corner of the bookstore. Sometimes we get a little too hooked up in things to the point where we cannot escape. That line became very, very literal.
This is
our talk show, Pop Talk.
I'm your host, Lexi.
And I'm your other host, Addie.
Today we're going to be talking about different pop culture events. Not really events, but like different events happening in the news currently and a little bit in the past.
So let's start. Lexi, did you know Ellen DeGeneres is retiring?
Well, according to sources... Ellen is retiring with her at the end of her 19th season in 2022.
Oh my gosh. And Harry Styles at the Brits.
Oh. Beautiful.
Amazing outfit.
Really, the colors really are... They do them justice. They really do.
And the little bag.
Ooh. I love it.
Also, there are rumors that Timothée Chalamet and Lily Rose Depp might be back together.
Personally, I believe in it.
They are too cute together. Next up, we're going to be talking about top 10 fashion trends in 2021.
For the spring and summer.
So, the first one is oversized shoulder pad boyfriend jackets. Overall, I don't really like them. I kind of feel, like, meh about them. I mean, if you style them right, maybe.
That's what I was going to say. Personally, I don't think I would wear them, but I do think that people could make them, like, a cute outfit.
Next up is headscarf.
I don't know.
I'm not really the biggest fan of them.
I think that, like, as long as people aren't, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like,
because,
meh.
Yeah.
Sorbet pastel tones. Wow. Overall, I mean, it depends. Like, you don't want, like, a light blue. I don't know. I find, like, wearing light blue isn't the nicest color. I don't really like it.
I think it depends on, like, your, like, undertones of your skin and, like, your, like,
definitely
color and eye color.
See what color suits you.
Yeah, because people that have, like, vibrant blue eyes, I think, like, blues look good on them. So, but if you were to have, like, brown eyes and wearing, like, a pastel blue, all yeah. covered in blue, like, I don't know. It depends on how you wear it and, like, the colors you choose.
Definitely. Next up is yellow bags. Some of these are cute. I mean, they're not all cute. Like, some can be really ugly, but...
I think because, like, yellow bags are so vague, it's not, like, we can't judge the fashion trend on its own, but I think a lot of them are very cute and a lot of them are very ugly, which depends on how you style and which ones you're wearing.
White knee-high boots. I kind of like them, but at the same time, like, watch you step in poo and then they are destroyed. Like, they'll get dirty so quickly, and it's just kind of disappointing.
Personally, I don't really think they're something for the summer. I think it's more of a, like,
autumn.
Yeah, like an autumn winter look.
That's it. So, thank you for listening to Talk Pop. Bye.
Hi, my name is Madison Blackstock, and I'm going to be reading my short story, which is called Time is Too Fast. Has it happened where it feels as if it was the present, but then 5 years go by and suddenly you're thinking about that moment that seemed to be the present just moments ago? What about when you're in kindergarten 1 second and closed your eyes, and when you finally open them again, you're in ninth grade? My dad had a German Shepherd named Brody, and whenever I went to his house, I'd love to see that lovable giant. Every night he'd sleep at the foot of my bed, and I'd get annoyed that he's on top of the blanket, so I'd kick him out of bed. Something simple dog people would do. I'd do that almost every time for those 3-4 years. Suddenly, I realize as I'm writing this, it's been 2 years since he's been put down. 2 years since he's been gone. But now every time I think about Brody sleeping at the foot of my bed and me kicking him off was the present, I can't help but tear up. I didn't cherish those moments with him. Now he's gone, and I regret that I favored having more blankets over having Brody in bed with me, because now I have the blankets I wanted without him. Those are my memories and thoughts on how I see time move. The fact that I thought those things scare me, but I wish I realized that life is short because time is too fast.
Riley Blackstock, and the title of my story is A Story in Layers. Patton's Blue, the first color on this house's walls and first layer of the story. A cute couple lived there for over 50 years. They had their kids there, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren before they peacefully passed away sleeping side by side together. Graphite. Well, it only stayed said color for a short time before it had spritz of red splattering the walls. The blood belonged to a woman whose ex-lover became a little too obsessed with her. You can picture what happened next. The ex-lover lived there for a few months before he was arrested. Sacramento. The beautiful dark green covered the walls of this house, which some college students were now renting. This house became a rental for a few years with many college students passing through. Once the college closed down, so did this color story. Garnet. This red stayed painted on these walls for a long time. A single person lived in that home, taking care of several animals throughout the many years they lived there. After 2 decades, they waited until their animal passed away before they moved away. Lavender. A flower shop was placed there. It was a family business. The colors of the walls represented the smell, the softness of all the flowers, and the warm welcome. Due to many issues, it closed 5 years later. What happened to this house? To all these painted walls, who knows? Maybe underneath your painted walls, it tells a similar story.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I love to sing, and this is a song for you.
What did you think would happen?
You're listening to Anything Goes, a radio show by kids for kids, all kid radio. This month's show was written and performed by Ruby Gelfand, Rachel Shaw, Matilda Anderson, Uma Nardone, Angela, Alaria, Madison Blackstock, Riley Blackstock, Eliza, Addison, Kennedy, Camilla, Roxanne Drummond, Gabriella R., and me, Lexi. The show is produced by Miss Allison and I. Stay tuned for next month's for another great episode of Anything Goes, CKUT Radio by Montreal. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is
Sam
and Saul,
and we're the Conspiracitizes.
Because that's a word?
Yep. Anyway, today we'll be talking about
the Bermuda Triangle.
That's right, the biggest mystery of our time.
And we're here to solve it, maybe.
The Bermuda Triangle is a triangle between Bermuda, the U.S., and Puerto Rico, where boats and planes have been randomly disappearing. No distress signals sent from in there have ever gone out. John Hutchington, a scientist, thought that some sort of electric fog was causing planes to crash and making boats to sink, and making sure that any distress signals didn't go out.
Also, there is another triangle in this world. The water in the water. The Devil's Sea, a.k.a. the Dragon's Triangle.
Basically the Bermuda Triangle, just not in Bermuda.
That's all of the time we have. Signing off.
It's Anything Goes, the show written by kids, for kids, all kids radio.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Non, li rele man 9h52, mou rele la 10h05, li pa repon. Li poudre, apri sa vin rele man 10h04.
Non,
ya, konye alal. Non, Ah, on quitte les microbes dans le bras chez eux, va tout le monde sont là.
À nous célébrer, à nous célébrer. Et Basile, fêtez ou à fêter. Fêtez, n'a fêté, bien poudré. À nous célébrer, à nous célébrer. Jacques Lonchal, fêtez ou à fêter. Fêtez, n'a fêté. Votre joie chérie, à nous célébrer. À nous célébrer.